do I like practicing in the rain? Yeah, it's fun. It's a little change up. I don't think I practiced outside since like college. But you know, we're offensive linemen, so it's good out there. I guess it's a little different when you're out there running routes, trying to get in and out of breaks when it's raining. But it was fun.
So it was something, you know, the past years you've
been. Yeah, I mean, I thought there was a chance that we were gonna come back inside just based off that, since we had done that in the past. But you know, we had like a period and a half left. I think we, you know, tough it out. It was probably nice to stay out there for the fans. They came and traveled all that way, so it was nice to be able to finish practice out there and go sign for them.
Are you worried about Victor at all?
I'm not exactly sure why you say that.
Yeah,
it's like groin yesterday. I'm not aware about that. And when it comes to injuries, I know coach is all over it. Obviously, I want to see him out there. I mean, you hate to see anyone go down. So, you know, hopefully it's nothing major and he's back out there ASAP.
What's it like going up against all the defensive newcomers on the line, and who has stood out to you in that group?
I mean, they're great. I mean, I think Hankins is playing his best football right now. Just going up against him every day personally, seeing how he's progressed, coming off that injury, coming back, he's been playing great. OV, I see a lot every day because I'm on that left side. With his hands, he's got to be one of the best defensive ends that, with the use of his hands, just being able to transition those hands and get him in and use him for power, get a swim move. He does some special things. And then obviously JPP works at a high level. He's just a guy that you always got to respect and take care of. And then Snacks, can't really move that guy. He just kind of anchors down and he's doing what he's doing. So it's definitely good. It's getting us way better going against those guys. I think it's great for, you know, our tackles to go against guys of the caliber, you know, of OV and JPP. So that's great. Inside, we got the guys that are awesome too. So it's good for everyone involved.
When you're evaluating the film and you know the type of talent you're going against, is it harder to gauge where you're at? Because, you know, say you look in the running game in short distance, if, you know, they stop you a couple times, do you have to just look at what you're doing? Do you have to kind of project?
I think with us as offensive line, it's all about working on technique. We got to keep making sure our technique is on point. We're doing what we need to do. I think we've done some really good things against those guys in during this training camp. I think you've seen that on film. We've been able to put some things out there and do some good things. Obviously, there's a lot to work on, but I think that we're a much better O-line already from last year to where we are at right now. And I can say just because I've been watching the film and seeing where guys are at. So I'm excited for us to get out there and, you know, play some real games. I think there's some things that we're going to do this year that are going to help us out tremendously, and it's going to be good for us.
It sounds like what Mike Sullivan was saying, that you guys study, you know, the coaches study a lot of what works and what doesn't work.
Yeah.
Maybe they're not going to try to force feed things that they don't think you guys could do that well.
Exactly. I mean, you got to play to your strength. I think you keep beating your head against the wall if you try to keep doing things that you don't do well. So obviously we're finding out what we do well and what we're going to execute at a high level with, and I think that's the things we're going to roll with. I think when you're in an up-tempo offense like we're going to be in, you got to find those plays that you can work with and you can go against multiple fronts. That's the biggest thing. So the NFL, people are going to try to throw so many different things at you. You stop this type of run a certain way, and being able to work and execute at a high level and whatever they do, you're ready for. That's what you really want to be prepared for. And I think we're getting to the point where we're in that up-tempo, and whatever they throw at us, we can adjust and move and go. And I think everyone's, you know, doing very well with that.
Do you think there'll be a little more of that now, catering to what you guys do well? I mean, I know you always try that, but maybe a little less. You think in the past maybe you got to try to, you know, knock your heads against the wall?
I think we got to take what the defense gives us. I think you can't try to force feed something down that isn't there. And I think Eli's doing an unbelievable job of getting us into the right plays and making sure we're not running into a, you know, a number four safety who's coming off the edge. We're running, you know, whatever the checks are at the line every day. I mean, if you look at our quarterbacks and the positive things they have to say, our run game checks have been on point. So that's something that's huge for us, and we got to make sure, like, we know why Eli's checking, because maybe something's happening on this side, so we know things are going to rock the other way. So just things like that, being more aware is going to pay off huge down the road.
If you say percentage-wise that's happening now, 2 years ago, obviously not pointing fingers, but in the offense that was brand new, how percentage-wise, how often did that happen?
I think it was happening, but I'm not sure if everyone was on the same page as to why it was happening. You know, when you get safety rotation, I think a lot of guys are now more aware, or you have a linebacker walking onto the ball. You have a tight three technique, just noticing those things, and that comes with getting reps, getting game reps. And I think everyone that is playing on this offense now has been in this offense for 3 years, has played a lot more football than they have obviously 3 years ago. We have a young group of guys, so I think it's been huge for us to get those reps. And I think just keep working together as a unit, that communication, that camaraderie, that gel that I always talk about, any offensive line can attest to that being a very important thing for them.
Is that all easier now, the communication, the chemistry, because you've been in this offense? Everybody, you know, it's just second nature. Okay, this is happening.
this is what we have
to do. It's a combination of that plus, you know, knowing who you're being next to and building that trust. You know how it works. Like, you first learn to play next to a guy, you have to learn to trust him, then you build that chemistry, then it becomes, you know, that next level where you really, truly are at that point where I know that guy's got my back no matter what happens. And that's something that we keep working on every day to get better and better. But the great offensive lines, the great offenses, they have that.
You've said that for a couple seasons, you know, we play for the guy next to us. You feel like that's what's going on here?
Oh, for sure, for sure. I mean, the guys in this room is, and I say in this room as a whole offense, we're really making sure we're taking care of each other, protecting each other. You got to be your brother's keeper out there. I mean, that's the way the good teams are. And I know Coach always harps on finish, and everyone in the NFL is going to say, you got to finish, you got to finish, you got to finish. But the teams that actually finish on game day are actually down the field, pushing those piles, those are the teams you're going to see have the most success.